only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Nice.
No, it is nice because we're almost done with the show. Thank God. Going to wrap this Tuesday up. We got what we learned on the show coming up. But right now, though, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. You just can say nice the whole time. Nice. Here's your final fact for you. And we'll get your take on this, Hunter, because I'm going to give mine. But anyway, when Sudoku became popular in 2006, pencil sales went up 700%. Now, I'm just going to say this, and maybe it's because I'm a dumb and I don't get it, but Sudoku's a dumb game. It's a dumb game.
I don't even really know what it is.
It's that one with the numbers and whatever. And
So let me look it up here on my phone real quick. Sounds like a grandma's game. Sounds like grandma played it.
I don't know. I just feel like.
How do you spell it? S O D.
No. Yes. S U D O U K U. Or wait. D O K U. Sudoku. Yeah, it's weird. It's like it's got the boxes and the numbers, and then you got to like fill in, and then they got to equal a certain thing.
Let's see here. Get a picture of it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Those.
Like even
those
reading
are like a bunch of the puzzle, like the puzzle books and whatnot.
Yeah. Like even reading the description of it, Sudoku is a logic-based combinational number placement puzzle. You already lost me there, all right? In classic Sudoku, the objective is to fill a 9x9 grid with digits so that each column, each row, and each of the 9 3x3 subgrids that compose the grid contain all the digits from 1 to 9.
So let me, okay, I'll give you my take here real quick. So a couple of years ago, I got one of those puzzle books, right? I'm like, I'm going to leave it in the bathroom, or maybe I'll just leave it on the coffee table, whatnot, just for, you know, nothing to do in the winter, basically.
Yeah, happening. Give me something to do when I'm on the toilet. I get you.
Solved a few of them, and I'm like, I just can't. I don't know. I'm not 80 yet. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
I get through a puzzle, and I'm like, damn, dude, I should really be like, I don't know.
Now, are you talking about Sudoku, because, and I mean this the nicest way, I don't think you have the brain power to do a Sudoku. I don't.
It takes a while. It takes a while to figure, because you got to get 1 through 9, right, in a row, up, down, left.
No. Well, you have to get them in there, not necessarily 1 through 9. It's just all the rows have to have at least all the I'm confused
talking about it.
I'm confused talking about it. I don't like it. All right, just make it. Why can't it just be easy, like word searches, or you know, something. You know, find Waldo. Like, what happened to those games? All right,
give me a good old fashioned big letter word search with a highlighter. You know,
I mean, come on. Like, I know we got to break a mental sweat too, especially as you get older. It's important, but I just always feel like I've looked at Sudoku multiple times. Like, I'm going to try this. And then I'm like, no, I can't do it.
I kind of feel the same way about crosswords sometimes. I start one and I'm like, I don't know any of these answers, man.
I have the Big Easy crossword book, and it's like, you know, nonsense. I still got to go to the back of that thing to find answers. I'm like, what is it? It's a lot of three-letter words, and I can't figure this effing thing out.
But yet, grandma can fly through like 9 of these puzzles in like 10 minutes.
It's weird, man. I think it's just an old thing, old person thing to do, and your mind works differently. Same thing with like Wheel of Fortune. Like, that's, you know, it seems like it'd be a pretty easy game. I can never solve the effing puzzle, ever. I just walk away
tough.
From
they
that
make
show
it tough
going,
on purpose.
God, I just feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I do get angry trying to find Waldo. I mean, that has happened before. Where's that effing Waldo?
That's more my style. Right, that's more my style.
Damn it.
Pop-ups and Waldo.
Yeah, pop-up books.
You know, hey, you know what game show I think I could do good at, though, is America Says.
You said that before, but you also got to put yourself in a high-pressure situation, right?
I don't know. I flow through those puzzles.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
See, I think I'd be good.
It's like the old person coming out.
I'd be good at Price is Right because I'm such a cheap ass and I pay attention to the prices, everything. I think I'd be pretty good at Price is Right.
Well, hey, they're doing it.
I know they're coming, right? Is it this weekend?
This Sunday.
I don't.
This Sunday at the Mendel Center. Yeah. Come on down,
dude.
How awesome would
that
be?
Even with it not being Bob Barker, it would be so cool to be on Price is Right.
Doesn't matter.
And I want to do either Plinko or the Yodeling Man, the Hill Climber one. He's almost at the edge. Better make this one go.
Oh, God, he fell.
He's dead. And Drew Carey shuffles you off the stage, and then you sit back there like an idiot.
They should make him like yell as he's falling.
Oh, you killed him.
That was terrifying.
You killed the Yoda. And then when he hits the bottom, blood just splashes up. They just really.
Boy, you hear him hit the bottom.
This game got aggressive. This is a little much.
I have a broken leg. Somebody help me.
Please, I know someone can hear me. Anyway, so yeah.
Somebody help the Yoda guy.
Sudoku, you make me feel stupid, and so I don't like you, all right? I don't like you. And if you do Sudoku, you think you're better than me? Huh?
All right. Hey, you know what? There's one thing Grandma can really work you in.
Damn it, Grandma. Oh, well, I'll snap her ankles on the court, all right? How about that?
I will cross her up on the court so hard.
Yeah, you may be able to get that
puzzle. Do a crossword.
Got me beat.
Step aside.
Got me beat. Anyway, there you go. That's your final fact and opinion for a Tuesday. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.